This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 25, written by Norman Brown. Confession, good for the body. From 1 John 1, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Just as confession is good for the soul, it is also good for the body, the Church of Christ. When we admit our sins to one another, we become accountable and gain renewed assurance of God's forgiveness. We can be honest with God, with one another, and with ourselves. We grow spiritually because it's hard to look someone in the eye and lie. Together at the cross, we can find not guilt, condemnation, and shame, but affirmation of God's forgiveness. We become what Peter calls a royal priesthood, assuring each other of God's forgiveness. He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. God accepts Christ's sacrifice for our sins and credits us with His righteousness, faith in Jesus as our Savior. Sadly, we often cover up our sin and pretend all is well when we are among members of the church. Whom in the church can we trust? But since God tells us, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other, He will provide people we can trust to pray and care for us. It's good for us. It's good for Christ's body. Imagine what your church could be if its members could be honest with each other. Why not begin with some members you can trust today? Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, You died for our sins so that we could become Your people. Help us to help each other know Your mercy and grow into Your image. We pray in Your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.